Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Fourth, the Federal Reserve will soon finalize work on a new program to serve as a buyer of last resort for commercial paper. This is a key source of short-term financing for American businesses and financial institutions. And by unfreezing the market for commercial paper, the Federal Reserve will help American businesses meet payroll and purchase inventory and invest to create jobs.
President Bush, with the fourth of the four historically extraordinary announcements that he made at the White House this morning, in addition to that one, buying directly corporate debt, the government doing that, that the FDIC will immediately and temporarily expand government insurance to cover all non-interest-bearing transaction accounts. Those are some accounts that businesses, a lot of small businesses, maintain. Also, the FDIC will temporarily guarantee most new debt issued by insured banks. That is, just guaranteeing loans that the banks make. And the federal government will use a portion, about $200 or $250 billion of the financial rescue plan, to inject capital directly into the banks by purchasing equity shares. The U.S. government directly buying an investment stake in some of the banks, following the lead of Europe on this. So we'll get some Democratic Party reaction now to all of this from Congressman Gregory Meeks of Queens. He's a member of the Financial Services Committee. Congressman Meeks, welcome back to WNYC.
It was good to be on with you, Brian.
President doing the right thing?
Well, I think, yes, I think that what we're trying to do is, you know, he's been meeting with others from the G7 and G21. We're in a global economy and working together, and, you know, something has to be done, and it's within the confines of what we had initially agreed upon in regards to the first $350 billion of the so-called bailout, the bill that we just passed not too long ago. So it is trying to get some liquidity in the market as quickly as we possibly can, so that we can regain confidence in the markets. And I'm hopeful that it also will be a avenue where, down the road, the government can resell some of that stock and make some money back and give the taxpayers their money back.
So Congress is now considering a stimulus package in addition to the bailout. Speaker Pelosi proposed one the other day. Senator Obama proposed something similar yesterday. Where's the money going to come from for all that?
Well, I think that what you have to look at, just as we are trying to fix the problems that we have with the economy currently, we've also got to make sure that we're doing something for Main Street. And I think that what the Speaker had indicated, the timely and getting out of Iraq, there's money there, the reversal of the Bush so-called tax cuts, there's dollars there. And then there's also the looking at to make sure that because we do have to get back to the fiscal soundness. I mean, one of the things that Speaker Pelosi has done during this year, she's made sure we've had a system called PAYGO, pay as you go. So you have to show where the money's coming from or where you're raising the revenue from in order to get it done.
But my understanding is that Speaker Pelosi's stimulus bill, Senator Obama's stimulus bill, do not have PAYGO at the moment. So as important as it may be to set up a jobs program and other things like that to deal with the fallout from the banking crisis, this is going to get the country deeper into debt, and you're abandoning PAYGO for the moment, aren't you?
Well, to a degree, to the fact that we can get out of Iraq. You know, when you look at the trillions of dollars that are being spent in Iraq, that's a substantial amount of money that could go to stimulating the economy. We talk about how important it is, and it is important. We came up with $700 billion that we were able to buy some additional assets to kickstart this economy. But the economy will not continue to move if Main Street can't move. If Main Street is frozen, if we don't begin to reduce, to stop the decline of the value of homes going down and jobs not the jobless rate continue to increase, then there won't be any additional money to put into the economy. So, you know, at one point you have to create jobs and opportunities for individuals so that they can be taxpayers and therefore put more money in the system so that there is more therefore to spend. But we do have problems. I
want to play you a clip from a video making the rounds on YouTube that features you prominently among other House Democrats resisting regulation of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's risk levels in a congressional hearing. I guess it was 2003 or 2004. I want to play some of this for you. You probably know this because it's being widely viewed on YouTube, and get your reaction. The reference here by Congressman Meeks to GSEs refers to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
And now the problem that we have and that we're faced with is maybe some individuals who wanted to do away with GSEs in the first place, you've given them an excuse to try to have this forum so that we can talk about it and maybe change the direction and the mission of what the GSEs had, which they've done a tremendous job. There's been nothing that was indicated that's wrong, you know, with Fannie Mae. Freddie Mac has come up on its own, and the question that then presents is the competence that your agency has with reference to deciding and regulating these GSEs. And so I wish I could sit here and say that I'm not upset with you, but I am very upset because, you know, what you do is you give, you know, maybe giving a reason to, as Mr. Gonzalez said, to give someone a heart surgery when they really don't need it.
So, Congressman Meeks, I guess the siren is live in the background. Did you, and this wasn't just you, but that clip was you, did you and your colleagues in the Democratic Party get too protective of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for the sake of affordable homeowners for lower income people? But did you blow it on that one?
No, let me tell you what that was about. It was about the credibility of the regulatory group, or FAO, because if you recall, they had done an audit of Freddie Mac and had given them a clean bill of health. Freddie Mac then came on its own. They found some irregularities on its own and came out and admitted it. Then afterwards, after Freddie Mac came out, you know, and said that there was some accounting irregularities that we see here, OFAO then opposed to the rules where they were supposed to then do some extra checking in Fannie Mae. What they did was publicly leak a report before it was done. So I was questioning the credibility of OFAO as a regulatory agency and saying that maybe we need to get someone else. Proof of the fact is that at that time, which was the Republican majority committee where Chairman Oxley was, I worked with Chairman Oxley thereafter.
We have 20 seconds.
I worked with Chairman Oxley thereafter to support regulatory change for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, of which the White House then turned down, as Mr. Oxley correctly states.
All right. Congressman Gregory Meeks on the Financial Services Committee representing Queens. Extraordinary times, aren't they?
They are very extraordinary.
Thanks for coming on with us today.
All right.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.